The Clean Water Act, when it was passed, the intention was never to regulate land that was not navigable waters and go out and regulate and put the government in charge of irrigation ditches and water like that, or even places that don't have water. So we see this as a huge power grab by the federal government, and we want to stop it. We believe in private property rights. Private property rights are one of the foundations of our democracy and our society, and the erosion of that is a tremendous concern for us. So we believe EPA is completely overreached with this. We're working with a coalition of people, and they include many, the American Farm Bureau Federation, some of the State Farm Bureau, some of the land use organizations. And we, Congress passed legislation to repeal the rule. The president vetoed the legislation. So we're still left with a court fight, and we're going to litigate this to the very end because the principle of private property rights is so important to farmers and ranchers in America.
We all know that both the U.S. House of Representatives and U.S. Senate passed a joint resolution to disapprove the Waters of the U.S. rule under a Congressional Review Act. It was then sent on to President Obama's desk, where he vetoed the resolution. Frazier looks, though, at other ways Waters can still be defeated.
First of all, the courts can overturn it, and there are questions about how EPA went through the rulemaking process. So the courts could overturn the rule and send EPA back to the drawing board. But, you know, the other thing we've got coming, which is an unknown, is we will have a new administration at the end of this year and the beginning of 2017. So there will probably be an opportunity to revisit this issue with the new administration. But we're going to take every possible means at our disposal to stop this. And right now, it's in the courts. Congress passed the legislation to repeal the law, both the House and Senate. The president vetoed it. There weren't enough votes to override his veto. So we're left to the court system, and that's where we're going to fight it. We believe EPA is completely overreached.
But keep in mind, the stay, which was issued by the courts against the implementation of OTIS, is still in effect.